after live stream, December 4th, 2023.
Any sharing about your meditation, inspiration?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was totally gone. Somewhere, I mean, I don't know why I'm talking about myself. Why am I living this kind of very superficial life?
The life is not superficial. It has the highest goal.
That was so miserably gone too. It just vanished. Although there was one thing you said that I had a question about. I believe you said, when you open your eyes, stay as your existence. Forgive me if I'm not phrasing that perfectly. But I was just thinking, I would love to do that. That sounds really good. But it's some kind of effort for me to stay there after my eyes are open. And I guess my question is that correct? Does that require effort on my part at this time?
Apparently. Anytime you're effortless, you're in a state of existence. So if you're taking effort, you're coming out of it.
That meditation was so amazing, and it felt like it was maybe 2 minutes the whole time. I couldn't believe it when it was over.
Satya, can I ask a question about the difference between deep sleep and being aware? When I feel my gaze on my heart, when I feel, that's not deep sleep, is it? I mean, I have.
You see, the deep sleep, the reason is they say, Ramana says it's the closest to enlightenment, is because there is no interference of the mind. But because it's unconscious, it is not the real thing. Okay? So, does that answer your question? You're saying, is it the same as deep sleep? Deep sleep in the daytime, when you're awake, refers to going beyond the mind. Now, if that gives you, when you transcend, when you bring the energy downwards, means settling down, means going to the depth of the ocean, that's what it means, then that's what it is.
So as the day is happening, you continue to remember to go to the depth?
Yeah.
I had a dream one time when...
Let me see if he's finished.
Yeah,
I'm
so
sorry. He has another following.
Yeah, my... even when I'm completely silent, I have an awareness, very faint awareness of myself.
That's okay.
There's no words, there's no thoughts.
That's okay.
There's no, nobody is there. It's just an awareness.
Yeah.
That's not deep sleep. But it's so deep that I'm like, this, you know, this person does not exist. But there is a gaze, there's that.
When you go deep so much that you're not aware of where you are at, and in other words, you go in the very state of deep sleep, which we used to do with transcendental meditation, and then all of a sudden, if you hear the noise, you are so shaken to your core that it takes a long time to recover from it. This is not the meditation we do here at all. The meditation we do here is a silence awareness with contemplation added to it at times. Because any other way, you cannot take it into the daytime, and since we are a husband or wife or father or a mother, that alone shows us that we don't belong in a cave someplace where we have no responsibility. Then we can spend all our time in just sitting and being provided for. We did not have that role in this lifetime. What we did have the role in this lifetime, although a lot of ordinary people, householders, try to imitate them and they fail, because then they can't even work, then they cannot even concentrate. So the way we are doing it is being in the world but not of it, meaning that you become more alert at your work, more at ease with the problem solving, more peaceful in a hard situation, because we are consciously quiet. Do you not get it?
Yes, you said something about coming out is so painful and so...
Yes.
I remember the times when I would be dragged out and it was just a few...
Yeah, you become a nervous wreck. I had those in the beginning, and intuitively I felt like this is not for me, because the difference is too much. Right? So our path is a very safe path. In other words, it takes you back home without too much jerking and pulling. It's just a natural way of walking back, which means you continue your ordinary life, you continue having your family, you continue doing your whatever you do, but at the same time you begin to have more peace, equanimity, and all of that. So,
thank you so much.
I just wanted to say actually my own thing. I feel like there is no cap to joy that is associated with you.
Thank you. This is a woman that is having a very happy life. and genuinely, people should envy her how much joy she has day and night. Any other?
I'm Shirley. A few days ago, it was early in the morning, and I was having a very unpleasant dream, and I needed to wake up and go to work. Then my phone started, the alarm started. I didn't wake up. I was still having that dream, but I was aware that I have to get up and go to the work, but I couldn't because I was so zoomed in that dream. Then I remember that the reason that I cannot get up is because of this picture. I have to bring back the attention to wake up. Then I woke up and I went to work, and actually it was very messy week at work. And I just seeing in the day that how it is happening during the day, that my gaze go, my attention goes to some thought and then zoom on it, and just remembering that dream and that moment to bring it back to it.
You know, have you seen a mirror and a piece of paper just arranged in a way that the sun hits the mirror and can burn the paper? So when we zoom our attention to some place wrong, it burns us in a bad way, in a more suffering way. when we zoom it to a right place, it burns the cause of our suffering. So it's really interesting that way. Thank you for sharing, guys.